views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my
Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and it is my pleasure to broadcast today live from early springtime up in the northern climates of New England. And we've got a beautiful show ahead of us. We've got two fantastic guests. First, you're going to meet Michelle Miller in our first segment, and then we've got Dr. Bradley Bush for the second portion of the show. So let me tell you about Michelle first, because this is cutting edge news and something I'm very proud of. So proud of Massachusetts, so proud of Michelle Miller and all of the participants involved in this fantastic conference that she's organized this weekend in Worcester. But let me tell you about Michelle, and then she's going to get on and give us all the nitty-gritty of this. Michelle Miller has been a full-time realtor for the past 10 years and is the founder of the Central Mass Lyme Foundation. Michelle witnessed firsthand the debilitating effects of this disease when she lost her mom, Jean, in 2013. As both Ken and Michelle observed, Jean's suffering and read her despair in her journals, they recognized the need to help raise awareness, education, teach prevention, and provide support in their local community. Michelle and Ken hope that the conference this weekend will bring even more awareness to not only the general public, but to the medical community. In her spare time, Michelle enjoys shopping for antiques and spending time with her family, friends, and her beautiful dog, Lucy. So welcome, Michelle Miller, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much, Katina, for having me on your show today.
Oh, my gosh. It's my pleasure and honor. I think this is absolutely fantastic what you've galvanized. You are a real powerhouse. Tell us twofold. Number one, about Central Mass Lyme, your beautiful support group, and then we want to hear about the conference on Saturday.
Okay. Well, Katina, after I lost my mom in 2013, her journals really depicted her just loneliness and that Lyme disease, no one believed that she could be sick, so sick from this illness. And I recognized the need to have a support group so that others could, you know, get the support that they needed with this illness, and started a support group in October of that same year. So we had monthly meetings. We had guest speakers at every meeting. And then last summer, over a campfire, my husband Ken and I were kind of brainstorming about the need for a conference. Instead of having these monthly meetings with guest speakers, why not have one full day from 9 to 4, preferably a weekend where more people could attend, and have a conference specifically with Lyme literate doctors, you know, inspirational speakers, people talking about Lyme prevention, the basics of Lyme disease and co-infections, testing, and all of that.
Oh, Michelle, this is fantastic. I know you've coalesced so many people. This is going to be a huge event. First of all, my sympathies to you for losing your mom to Lyme disease. It's such a tragic illness, and it is so isolating and lonely and confusing, and so many people have been lost in the medical system, and I can feel what
Absolutely.
You went through with her.
Thank you. Yep.
It's very sad, and then, you know, we are learning about the fantastic conference Michelle has created in Worcester, Massachusetts. Michelle, tell us about this great day ahead. I know that you gave us the basic orientation of who's speaking. Give us a location. Tell us how people can attend. Massachusetts is in tough shape. You're stricken with Lyme. Your poor doctors have had their hands tied for years. Mm-hmm. You're doing lion's work here and helping educate and promote support and awareness. So tell us about the nuts and bolts of it.
Okay, Katina. Well, it's Saturday. It's this coming Saturday, March 21st. Registration is at 8:30. The conference starts at 9. The morning keynote speaker is Dr. Stephen Phillips, who is the former president of ILADS, and he will be speaking on the diagnosis and treatment of Lyme and other tick-borne diseases. Mm. Then in the afternoon, we have Dr. Eva Shapi, who's the Associate Professor of Biology and Environmental Science at the New Haven University. And as you know, she researches Lyme disease, the pathogenic biofilm, the antibiotics resistance, and the different morphology of Borrelia burgdorferi. We have a lot of other Lyme-literate doctors as well that are going to be speaking in different classrooms, such as basics of Lyme disease, co-infections, prevention of Lyme disease, treatment of Lyme disease. We have inspirational speakers such as our friend George Popovici, who's the author of Angels Walking With Us. And we are honored to have you, Katina, speak at our conference as well about your new book. Your first book, Out of the Woods, was one of the first books that I read after losing my mother. So I'm looking forward to reading your next book.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. It's really a universal story, Out of the Woods. It depicts what so many people experience on the inside of this illness. And it's my honor to come join and speak with you all. It's going to be a big turnout. You're expecting over 400, aren't you?
Yes. As of today, Katina, we have 300 tickets sold. And between the speakers, the exhibitors, and the volunteers, that's another 100. So we anticipate to sell between 75 and 100 more tickets between today and Saturday.
That's fantastic.
So we're very excited.
Oh, my gosh. And it's easy access. Worcester's not that hard to get to. It's on the highway. So if you're in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Hampshire, Maine, you've got to come. Give us the website and a contact for people to...
Okay, Katina. Our website is LymeConference.com. That's where you can order your tickets online, only up till this Friday at 6 p.m. And they're only $7 each, and they do include a free lunch.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We have the Harrington Foundation, who has sponsored the food services for that day.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. And you're on Facebook. Posted on Facebook. Everyone, you've got to come. This is going to be, as you heard, top-notch people speaking, and Massachusetts is hosting an absolutely stunning event, Central Mass Lyme Support with Michelle Miller. Michelle, our time has just flown by. Any last thoughts that you want to say before we have to leave?
Well, Katina, I wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell everyone about the Mass Lyme Conference. If you don't know what Lyme disease is all about, I urge everyone and their family to come and listen.
Oh, you're so welcome, Michelle. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for all that you're doing for the community. And I can't wait to meet you in person. My pleasure. And I'll have my book with me, Out of the Woods, everyone.
Wonderful.
So come join us. Join us in Worcester. We'll see you on Saturday. Everyone, stay tuned. We're coming back with Dr. Bradley Bush. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better...
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Thank you.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-LETTER-B-INTUIT.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we've got the wonderful Dr. Bradley Bush with us, who you're going to love. I've heard him speak in person, and he's really got a great handle on what goes on with our body in so many different levels. So let me just give you a quick bio on Dr. Bush, and then we're going to jump right into conversation. Dr. Bradley Bush is a naturopathic physician. He graduated from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine and is currently co-owner and clinic director of natural medicine of Stillwater. Dr. Bush has 14 years of nutritional and medical laboratory industry business experience, providing consultant services to the natural products and laboratory testing industry. Dr. Bush speaks nationally and regularly publishes on the topics of neuroimmunology, brain-gut connections, neuroendocrinology, and Lyme disease. Dr. Bush sits on two nonprofit boards, the Naturopathic Education and Research Consortium and Compass Center for Health. He lives in Stillwater, Minnesota, and has a naturopathic wife and four daughters. Wow, busy house. Welcome, Dr. Bush.
Thank you very much, Katina. Thank you very much.
Gosh, yes, my pleasure to have you. You are a wealth of knowledge, and you have so much to share with our listeners. You know, this show is devoted to tick-borne illnesses, and as you know, this is the epidemic of the 21st century.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because when I first started practicing medicine, it was back in 2000 in New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, just about every chronic patient we had come in the office, we started investigating for Lyme disease. And lo and behold, even though our Western blot tests at the time were saying that it was negative, more advanced testing and our own clinical two cents told us otherwise. Fast forward years later, I moved to a different part of the country. I can't say it's really warmer. That would be outside the Twin Cities in Minnesota.
Beautiful area.
Beautiful area. It is gorgeous. And in the area I decided to live, which is the origins of Minnesota, Stillwater, Minnesota, there's not a single doctor that's really practicing medicine and looking at chronic conditions resulting with tick-borne illnesses. And so here's a metro area that I'm in that's about 1 million, 2 million people on my side, and there's no one looking at the chronic and persistent diseases that spawn from getting bitten by a tick, whether it be Lyme disease or a co-infection. And I sit here thinking to myself, you know, what have people been doing the last decade?
I know. It's astonishing, isn't it? And I have to say, just the year that you mentioned, 2000, in New Hampshire, which is where I live, was the year I got sick with Lyme disease. Synchronicity there, but too many undereducated physicians. The general public doesn't even really realize that how to connect the dots. They don't feel well. They go to the doctor. They're looking for help. So what do you do? How do you treat your Lyme disease patients?
Sure. You know, when I opened my clinic, I did not actually open my clinic to specifically address Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. My background and my specialty has been with neural inflammation, mm-hmm. The body-mind, the GI tract, and the brain. And so I have had a wonderful long exposure in using urinary neurotransmitter testing and HPA access, adrenal hormone testing, to help people kind of uncover some of the root causes behind a lot of their mental emotional issues, whether it be depression, insomnia, anxiety, attention problems, behavioral problems in general. And over the years, I've expanded and brought in genetics and different nutrition and whatnot. And so starting my practice all over again after years being within the industry, I looked at saying, okay, well, I'm going to have a practice doing this, and I'm really good at this mental emotional piece. And so what happens when you open the door? Who comes walking through the door? All these people with persistent Lyme disease, uh-huh. who still feel terrible, who still have most of their symptoms, if not all or more than they had when they originally were bit. And many of them have gone through 2 years of antibiotics, 4 years, 7 years of antibiotics, mm-hmm. and they still are complaining of the same things: chronic fatigue, headaches, fibromyalgia, joint pain, and depression, anxiety. It's all over the gambit. So when I look at a person, I don't look at them. I look at them as an individual with mm-hmm. its own unique biochemistry and its own unique imbalances. In not just, in this particular case with Lyme disease, their immune system, but also their nervous system, their hormone system, and their gastroenterological system. So being able to take a snapshot at multiple systems is a key part of addressing a Lyme patient, because every Lyme disease patient has multiple infections. Those infections create inflammation. In the long term, that inflammation becomes neuroinflammation, mm-hmm. causing imbalances in these neurotransmitters, these small little chemical signals that keep the nervous system communicating. What's interesting is that, you know, if the nervous system was discovered today, it would be very difficult to separate the nervous system from that immune system. They both use a lot of the same communicators. They both use neurotransmitters. Mm-hmm. They both use cytokines. And this is the reason why people with these persistent tick-borne illnesses have these continual mental, emotional, and physiological problems. Because when a disturbance remains in one of those systems, it changes the rest of the systems with it. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's a horrible thing in cases of these chronic illnesses where, with a chronic inflammation resulting from that chronic infection, you change the chemistry within the brain mm-hmm. and how the nervous system works throughout the rest of the body.
Oh, it's such a delicate balance, isn't it? It's so fine-tuned. And as you said, it's beautiful, but also so delicate and feeds into, as you said, the endocrine, the immunological systems, and what a balancing act. And I applaud you for having such a beautiful big lens of how to integrate it all. This is the core of what goes on for people, isn't it?
It really is. And what happens is many doctors do really good work on one part of the puzzle, one piece of the puzzle. And what has to happen is a sequence has to be created to allow all parts of the puzzle to get worked on at multiple times, but also in specific sequences. There's a thing called the healing crisis, and individuals have to sometimes heal in reverse. So oftentimes the first disturbance they experience is often that last thing that leaves from their body. And over the course of time, after that initial disturbance, many other things then occur. So in case of Lyme disease, someone's bitten by a tick, they get a Borrelia infection, The Borrelia infection creates an initial massive cytokine rush and immune system crisis. If that infection is eradicated, all things go down. For the most part, things go to normal. Not, but 10%, 10 to 20% of the time, even with successful eradication of a disease, of the Borrelia infection, people still feel the symptoms. And what do they feel? They don't feel the infection. They feel the cytokine and neurotransmitter dysfunction that occurred after the fact.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. Oh, my gosh. Dr. Bush, we have to talk about this more because this is where people are struggling and why they can't get all the way better. But we have to take a station break. So stay right with me, audience. We're coming right back. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris visiting with the very talented Dr. Bradley Bush from Minnesota. Dr. Bush, let's get back into this conversation. I am so fascinated about the delicate and absolutely essential pieces of what goes wrong with so many people that struggle, as you said, in a persistent fashion with tick-borne diseases when the neurotransmitters and immunology get disturbed. Tell us more about this.
Sure, Katina. What happens here is, you know, the immune system has a process it goes through. That initial process is to release these pro-inflammatory cytokines. These cytokines are the smallest little molecules within the immune system that helps the immune system communicate with each other. And in that initial infection, the body needs to create an inflammatory response to help contain the infection and to help mobilize the immune system to help attack it. What happens, unfortunately, though, is after that acute phase, if those pro-inflammatory cytokines continue, that acute reaction becomes chronic. One of the detriments to human health is chronic inflammation. That's what does us in. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's not the hamburger that you eat. It's not the fast food. It's not the alcohol. All that contributes to it, but it all eventually leads to inflammation and oxidative stress, and that inflammation is what eventually will do our organ systems in. Now, in the case with Lyme disease and how Lyme and other chronic infections lead to mental, emotional disturbances, is that those pro-inflammatory cytokines crosses the blood-brain barrier. They do the cytokines can cross into the blood-brain barrier two different ways. One, they actually, if they're produced out in the body, they actually can have access to a part of the brain not protected by the blood-brain barrier, having an influence to the brain chemistry. And number two, immune cells can cross through the blood-brain barrier and secrete their pro-inflammatory cytokines directly into the brain tissues. Now, when those pro-inflammatory cytokines are elevated within the brain, what happens then is a change in biochemistry. Enzymes that normally help in producing certain neurotransmitters stop working. Certain neurotransmitters are produced also in response to these pro-inflammatory cytokines, and they stimulate areas of the brain and different receptors that then generate more inflammation and oxidative stress. And it creates a vicious cycle that feeds upon itself, and the end result is more inflammation, more neural disturbance, and more oxidative stress, leading to neural degeneration and the inability to repair the damage. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have these patients, they get an infection. If they get all the infection at one time, they often can live a good, healthy life. But guess what? Nature is never that clean and swift. And usually, you know, if we get a Lyme diagnosis quickly and you get antibiotics treated, 10 to 20% of the people still will have lingering problems. But yet there's even who knows how many more other people were infected with other infective agents that were never identified because they're not so clear cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is one of the big problems.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of myself as a prime example of the story that you just depicted with roaring anxiety and depression so severe I couldn't, you know, lift an arm. And obviously I remember during the neuroscience urine tests and seeing norepinephrine sky high and, you know, no serotonin and all of this. But I thankfully, you know, we rebalanced and recalibrated me with you know, excellent nutritive support supplements and homeopathics, et cetera, we can repair and restore, can't we, with proper care?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now everyone has a different experience, just mm-hmm. depending on what they bring to the plate.
Yes.
You know, and we're all individuals before we were got bitten by Lyme, by a tick and mm-hmm. got Lyme disease. And so sometimes we bring baggage from that previous life. So if you lived a life that was full of stress, and you may enter into a Lyme situation with more advanced adrenal stress, inability to adapt to stress very well, lower serotonin values. There's also genetic predispositions. And we're learning more and more about how certain genetic mutations to certain enzymes in the body can lead to deficiencies in very vital neurotransmitters, or in cases like with anxiety and insomnia, sometimes you're predisposed to having excessive amounts of certain neurotransmitters. You know, once you have those predispositions and then you throw a layer of chronic inflammation on top of it, watch out. Mm-hmm. Watch out. That's mm-hmm. where a lot of individuals can suffer some horrendous side effects from that chronic inflammatory response.
Yeah, so I'm imagining then your approach is multifold, bring down inflammation, balance neurotransmitters, kill off bad bugs, bring in good bugs, and restore depletions. I'm imagining you're working at multiple levels with your patients.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the trick is figuring out how and when sometimes. Because one thing that most people know if they've experienced Lyme disease is that during treatment phases, it's not always rosy and wonderful. When you stimulate the infection, you get more immune activity. That greater immune activity is sometimes essential to actually beat down and kill off the active infection. But of course, the side effect is a worsening of symptoms because you've just increased the amount of immune activity and inflammation.
Mm-hmm. And right, so that's the healing crisis.
That's the healing crisis. Exactly,
right.
Exactly. And you want to minimize that. So a lot of times what I do with my patients, because you know most of my patients have persistent Lyme, a lot of times I have to start from scratch and actually build up their body's ability to function better. And some simple things, and it's amazing. I have patients that come from brilliant doctors and brilliant institutions, including our hometown Mayo.
Yeah.
And these people come in with obvious microcytic anemia.
Oh, well, right. That's a biggie, right?
That's a biggie. I mean, if you don't have enough oxygen to your blood, to the rest of your body and to your brain, well, good luck trying to have a successful immune response and to get over that Lyme disease. I mean, sometimes it's just the basics. And so doing very thorough physical exams, very thorough blood chemistries, just the basics are essential, which I'm sure many of your guests in the past have talked about. Just, you know, simple basics, making sure the thyroid is operating functional, making sure the adrenals are operating functional, making sure they have vitamin D levels appropriate. And then control some of that inflammation. And sometimes it's a little not so intuitive. You know, mm-hmm. many people will say, okay, you have Lyme disease, your cortisol is elevated in the evening and at nighttime, and you have somewhat bad insomnia. So the first thing that most people want to do is suppress that cortisol. It's like, oh, that should not be high. It needs to be low. Well, unfortunately, sometimes that cortisol, it may be elevated. It may disturb sleep a little bit, but cortisol is an anti-steroidal anti-inflammatory. It's a steroidal anti-inflammatory, and it helps modulate immune activity. And sometimes suppressing the cortisol in some of those cases actually does more damage than good. So sometimes it's a little bit of a balancing act.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light, between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the approaching night, somebody's calling after somebody, somebody turns the corner out of sight.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. We've got a fabulous show today with Dr. Bradley Bush. You're so articulate and so well-versed with these illnesses, these tick-borne diseases, Dr. Bush, and the other infections, really, infectious agents that affect our systems and create chronic disease. I think many doctors look at chronic disease. They give it a label. They just want to give us a drug to make symptoms quiet down, but they're not really in there with curative processes. And that's where a naturopath, in my opinion, is really the doctor of the future that we need, and integrative medicine docs and functional medicine docs, because you're working with systems and you're rebuilding and you're helping the body do what it wants to do, which is heal.
Yeah, you know, that's the reason why chronic illness is something that the conventional medical approach just can't get wrap its arms around. You can't have a reductionist mindset in a complicated case. I think of the body as a spider web. It's a beautiful instrument, but when you disturb one area, the rest of it's rippled and then becomes changed. And this is what our bodies are like. And so
you can't look at just one system, one set of tissues, because they're all interconnected.
They are. They're all interconnected. And the body's so resilient, and the mind, I mean, our mind and our spirit are so powerful. There's so much energy there that we have to work with it to upregulate the physiology, don't we?
It is. And part of the problem we have, you know, when it comes to Lyme disease, we have a couple problems. One, we have a sort of a conventional mindset that a Lyme infection is an acute infection, and once addressed and treated, it goes away. Or if it wasn't treated, you can still treat it once and it still can go away. And of course, we know for majority of patients that is not the case. And another part of it is that we've, in this scientific-based world, we've put ourselves at the mercy of our laboratory testing for diagnostics, which is very strange because in medicine, a clinical picture always is supposed to trump what data tells you. And for some reason, we've gone into this two-tiered antibody-based testing scheme to confirm whether or not someone has Lyme disease. Now, Katina, this is absolutely crazy when we know the limitations to the technology, which were first based and invented in the 1950s using antibodies, is horribly faulted. It's not perfect with acute Lyme, and it's horribly inadequate 30 to 50% of the time in chronic Lyme. I'm sorry, 50 to 70% of the time in chronic Lyme. And so what has to be done is twofold. We need to have a general influx of monetary money in minds to create a better test and a screen. Mm-hmm. We also have to have a little bit more open-mindedness for clinicians to treat patients the way that they best see fit, and not to persecute them for that. And for some reason, people can treat STDs, and they can treat throat infections with antibiotics by their clinical diagnosis. But if you try to diagnose someone with a tick-borne illness and treat, in some states, you could be persecuted.
Oh, this bless your heart for saying this.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's horrible. It's horrible. And you've hit it right on the nose with everything you just described there. Now, tell us about the iSpot test, because that's something that's new and it's on the forefront.
Oh, sure. Well, the iSpot Lyme test, which is run through the Pharmazon Labs and through this neuroscience company, it's a unique test. I call it the T-cell based test in an antibody-centric world. So it's unique in all facets because it's not an antibody test. And so everyone wants to compare an iSpot Lyme test to a Western blot or an antibody test, and it doesn't work. It's not the same thing. What you're looking at is, you know, when you draw whole blood from a person. So you take the blood, that you send it to the laboratory. That blood is alive. It has live cells in it. That's your cells. And then they concentrate the lymphocytes, which are your active white blood cells, and they put them into plates. Those plates are then, one of the plates are injected with a cocktail, a mixture of four different proteins that represent the different life cycles of Borrelia burgdorferi. Mm-hmm. And when your T cells, now your T cells are those white blood cells that are found within your lymph nodes, okay? Mm-hmm. So you know how in Lyme disease your lymph nodes really swell up like crazy?
Yeah.
Well, the reason why they swell up is because the rest of your immune system, a part of your immune system called antigen-presenting cells, so your macrophages, your dendritic cells, all those things kind of scouring the body looking for material that shouldn't belong there, they find that material, in this case either dead or alive, Borrelia, bacteria, they eat it up, and they take parts of it, and they bring it back to those lymphocytes, those lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. In those lymph nodes, it hands off that a little bit of protein to the T cells, so that the T cells can figure out what the heck to do. Does it make antibodies, or does it tell the immune system to go and attack more? Does it upregulate the immune system? Does it downregulate the immune system? It does all of that via the T cell. But the important thing here is that the T cell, it will react in a hostile fashion to Borrelia burgdorferi only if it's been told that this is a foreign invader. So it has to be, it has to have had material handed off to it. Now, T cells don't live a long time. They have a short lifespan. And so in the iSpot line test, when they're testing your T cell exposure to these Borrelia proteins, that's telling you that you have that activity going on right now in your body. And it's not just what's happening in your bloodstream, it's also what's happening in tissues, which is huge and profound, because the antibody testing is quite tells you more of a superficial immune reaction, and it does not tell you anything about what your recent exposure is.
Wow. This is great. This is great. This is so much more specific. Absolutely. This is the test to have your eye on. Dr. Bush, I can't believe it. We've run out of airtime. Oh, my gosh. I could go on and on with you. Will you come back for a second show?
I'd be happy to, Katina. Anything for you.
Oh, gosh. You're such a doll. Thank you for telling me that. Let's plan another show in a few months, because there's a lot of ground here to cover together. You've got so much more to share. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your ultra-busy schedule.
Thank you, and thanks to your viewers for listening.
Oh, yes. It's my honor and privilege to host Limelight Radio. Thank you, Dr. Bush. I'll come see you in Minnesota this summer. And audience, will put the show up on podcast tomorrow so you can share it. And tune in next week. Mara Williams will be guest hosting for me. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my